I don't always listen to podcasts, but when I do, it's the Daily Dumbass with Dipshit Dow. Keep listening, my friends. What's crappening? It's the Daily Dumbass, Dipshit Dow. A little bit of an update, transferring some of the plants that I got growing on here into the different light room. Gonna move them to 12 hours. Add one more into the grow room and get that one veg or flowering out, pre-flower. Got to get some more nutrients on that. Meanwhile, in Stock Talk, if you listen to Cash Daddy's pod, Chris Neff's pick is currently up at pre-market 61.05%. That's my total returns on it. It's a pretty good call he had on UUUU and energy sectors, good buy right now. Great buy. Raytheon kind of took its toll on me and fucked me over. I hopped back in the one that I shouldn't have, and now hopefully I could ride out the UUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUUU nuclear energy sectors. I mean, fuel cells doing pretty good. NexGen, Denshin mines. I'm wondering about these lower ones. Like, are they going to go higher? Or are they just rug pull type ones? But let's see. Yeah, if I would have stayed in my Rytheon one, I would have continued getting raped. But there's that one. UUU's doing well. Got the $10 call that Chris Neff suggested, and it's having a good day right now. It is currently pre-market, of course, up 5.71, and that's at 10:24. So, I mean, I'll hold it for a little while, take a little bit of those gainers. A lot of my other stuff's just down. I had a Ford call that I should have sold months ago that I held on to. HODL is not being too smart on my hands for what I've hodled. I'm also down on my CEI call too, so there's that. And that's just a little bit of a stock talk and plant talk. It's funny because I gotta order some nutrients for the stocks of my plants. And hopefully if the market continues this way, currently up 11.19%. I mean, it's not much. I'm still working on that small account, and be honest, I put in some money and it's just went up, down, and I've never really put in more than what my initial investment was, and I've only made a little bit more. I've never had a comma in here. Let's just say that. If I hit my all-time thing, there's never been a comma once it hits my high. Like, it goes to my high, and then it goes all the way down to my all-time low, and then it goes back up to my high, and then it goes to my mid, and then it goes back up to my all-time high. Like, all my all-time highs are all this almost the same exact number. So, which means don't listen to anything that I tell you, because I obviously know jack shit. My shit has sat in here, and basically, with the trading that I've done, it could have done the same thing that it could have done in any other old account. So this is what would have happened if you would have listened to me. But some stuff, if I would have kept it and not done some of my other moves, I would have been up quite a bit. But I'm not gonna linger on all the past ones that have fucked me over. Like, first option I did, that was a Nike call that fucked me over and skedoodled me and made me lose like $89 hairs. $89 hairs is not a lot whenever you're average investor, but whenever you're just a little small town dipshit trying to play the game here, and you're being told by your wife that it's just gambling and that you're wasting your money. I mean, I'm just currently doing the same thing that would have done in the account. So, and there's chances that it could go up or down, or, I mean, If something major happens, I could lose a good amount of it, or I could gain whatever, but it's not like buying a scratch off ticket. It's not that same thing. It's not like putting $300 on a slot machine, hitting go on a pool, and I mean, you get to kind of ride it out and do different things with it. So there's that, but I'm not very good at it. Now I'm just trying to crack down on the Cash Daddy's Discord and see what it is that I'm able to pull off of some of their tips that they're giving out. And sometimes I'm going with other stuff that I'm looking up and doing my research on, but I'm not a full-time investor. I'm new to all this, okay? So I'm learning as I'm going, but I'm trying to give out some what I think are smart plays sometimes. And like I'm watching mine now and it's just bouncing up and down. So whatevs, there's that. But obviously don't listen to Dipshit Dal on Daily Dumbass for your financial advice. You should listen to Daily Dumbass with Dipshit Dal, but don't take the advice that I'm giving you serious. That's obviously inputted in the name, so there's that. Take it with a grain of salt. Unless you are on a low sodium diet, then don't take any salt with it at all, and just take it with like Mrs. Dash. If you're a little bit salty, add some Mrs. Dash to your diet. That's the best way to have some seasoning, white folks. If you don't know how to season your stuff, like the stereotype goes, Gordon Ramsay, this is raw. It's bloody raw. It's bland. What are you? You a fucking idiot sandwich. You're an idiot sandwich. A good one. I like that. That's good stuff. I like watching the YouTube video if you haven't seen it. That's a good watch. Watch Gordon Ramsay going on a rant. They did a compilation video and they took every time that the kids start crying. And then they took every time that he's roasting someone and they combined to that shit. And it makes me laugh every time I see it. Once every few months, I gotta skedaddle over down to the Gordon Ramsay rabbit hole and watch him just go off on some people about some shit. And it's a funny one whenever the kids are crying and then he's telling them that they're an idiot sandwich, or they're crying and he's telling them that, just get out of the kitchen. And that's a funny use of the compilation. I enjoy it quite often whenever I watch it. And like I said, I retravel that rabbit hole just like I do old wrestling rabbit holes. So there's that. Like my YouTube, it's kind of all over the place, and it's funny because I'll just kind of control the narrative that I'll see on the YouTube machine. And sometimes, for months before the Spider-Man movie was popping up in theaters, stuff was popping off like predictions and fan stuff about the Spider-Man movie. And once it got closer to the Spider-Man movie coming out, I stopped watching so many trailers about Spider-Man because I knew I probably wasn't going to theater because, balling on a budget. And, so with balling on a budget, I know that I'll just wait and it's probably just about available. And whenever I quit watching Spider-Man stuff about 2 weeks before Spider-Man came out, no spoilers actually ever popped up on my thing. And ironically enough, even though it was a huge part of of the social talks, like I haven't really heard much spoilers. I know that all three of them are in it. I mean, I know that people seen it multiple times. I know they said it was really good. People said they cried during it. I imagine it's basically like Into the Spider-Verse, the cartoon, which was a really good one. And, being 30 years old now apparently whenever you watch cartoons and you're watching them for the thousandth time, you'll sometimes tear jerk on some shit without even realizing that you're tear jerking on some shit. And you gotta hold back, and that happens a lot more on cartoons, more or less, than what it does on like actual movies or stories or anything like that. More when I'm like just with Baby Jigsaw watching whatever he's watching, and something will happen towards the end of it, and kind of gotta be like, and then he'll grab me by the face, and then we'll script out whatever scene he thinks is funnier, or he'll make me restart the movie or go to whatever scene he wants to redo. And that's how that works. And so yeah, the only time that the movies really make me feel anything anymore is like it, the animations could get you, that's what I got to say about that. Yeah, figuring out, just doing some shit posts on the gram or on the Cash Daddy's Discord. And I my current trailer that I did on the gram has the world's most interesting man talking about how he don't always listen to podcasts, but when he does, it's with the Daily Dumbass with Dipshit Dal. It's an honor for the world's most interesting man to have that take. Thrilled, that's a big hero of a lot of people. And for him to have that take, I posted it on the gram at Dumbass Daily, if you want to check that out. But yeah, he said that he doesn't always listen to podcasts, but when he does, it's the Daily Dumbass with Dipshit Dal. I mean, those aren't my words. That's what the world's most interesting man had to say earlier today. And was thrilled, it was an honor for him to have that, to for him to give me that shout out, You know what I mean? It's that's cool stuff. Slick stuff, neat stuff, raw stuff. Also, a brain fog, don't remember what I was gonna talk about there. But yeah, through episode 5 of The Americans, where the Russians are in the US contract acting as Americans, and they are sleeper agents, and for some reason these Russians I was talking about and that I'm portraying, they more sound like German. But I had a video that I edited that is Vladimir Putin, and whenever I edited that video with Vladimir Putin singing "Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down, Never Gonna Run Around, Desert You," I don't know if that's too soon. It might be a little bit too soon to do Vladimir Putin singing that song. Not saying, I mean, I don't know, but I thought it was funny, and I sent it to my friend. And the video says too soon on it, so I'm waiting on his response to see what he says. It might be too soon. It might not be soon enough. The Russian bots, like I said in the Cyber World War episode, are, doing their thing. They're, yeah, cyber bots are doing their thing, and they're going to continue to try and divide the country in their best way as possible. And the if they can divide it, then that's the best way that they're gonna go about and be us, is divide us from within with the Facebook feeds, I don't know if anyone heard the story, but it's interesting how at one point there's an article, you could look it up. I don't know who did the article, but there was an article where the fuck a duck. There was an article where the they did a screenshot of like what Facebook had trending on their news, and at one point it was about like all right wing stuff, like Ben Shapiro and Tucker Carlson and whatever. And then once the Ukraine situation happened, it all of a sudden turned to like left wing stuff. So it was weird, but then it went back to like however it was. But it's weird how it changed their narrative. But it was also a matter of like more people were watching it at that point too. So their ratings obviously went back up because more people were watching their stuff, trying to figure out what's going on or what their take was during the war, what they were going to lie to them next about, what their next major thing that they were going to have to watch and skedoodle and take everything off the shelves for. And yeah, it was just interesting how it showed the narratives change, and then it went back to kind of like the same thing because people were like, oh, okay, it's kind of gonna keep on going, and people will keep on talking about it. So, this is our newest vid. What's our newest COVID situation? And just while I'm talking here, you is up 32.52% here today at its high. And that's not its all-time high, but that's a 34.15 per 34.15% increase in this pre-market, and it's about the market's going to open up in 3 minutes. So that call that Chris Neff did is sitting pretty hot and fresh out the kitchen, and I got in on that one. I'm up 71.58%. Wondering what the call is. Do I write it out? Should write it out a little bit, I think. But I'm gonna watch it. It's currently sitting at 10:40. So if you want to bank some fatties, listen to Cash Daddies. And if you want to try and fix your portfolio, listen to it and get some retirement advice. And if you listen, I mean, it's a good podcast for financial advice and which ones to buy or get into. And sometimes they're wrong, but a lot of time they're pretty right. And I'm not a financial guy, but another thing that I would have to say is that if you're wanting to turn your digital into physical and actually get like a house or anything like that, real estate wise, Oklahoma is a hell of a lot cheaper of a state. And I mean, a house that you can get for the price of a house in California, you could get a 2 bedroom, 1 bath in a Inglewood, California. I know this because me and Horsetooth on Instagram talk sometimes. In Inglewood, not a great neighborhood. Two bedroom, one bath house on like with a neighbor right next door to you. Really, really close and not much of a yard. New York, your apartments are like $1,500 a month for an apartment where you're shitting in your kitchen. Out here, houses, you could get a decent house for $150,000. You could get some land. I mean, I sent Horsetooth one house that was like a house that was $250,000, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, pretty close to a lake, and he said that like that's around the price of a house in Inglewood. So, Horsetooth also the one who said something about the you thing, who's currently up 30.08% today. So whatever, it's doing its thing and the market just opened. So we'll see how this one goes. I'm going to refresh. Let's see what the current top one is. Ebix is up, Fossil's down, Indonesia's up again. Oh. See, Indonesia had a run the other day, and then so did this other one that I got into, the Camber. And Camber's down. I have a call for that one, but it's whatever. Like I said, low account. I'm not a financial advisor, not telling you what to do. I'm just doing my thing. Like I said in the beginning, I gotta move this plant over into the darkness, and I might just do that when I get home from work. Find a milk crate or something, put it on, because another snowpocalypse is coming. So tomorrow's episode will probably be done while snow is falling. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, I am dipshit Dow, and you've been listening to the Daily Dumbass, and it's gonna snow tomorrow out here in the state of Oklahoma. I ate a Nerds Rope 100 milligram candy before I did this episode, so I've been stoned talking to you on the phone. I'm Dipshit Dow. This is the Daily Dumbass. See you later.